Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. You know that part of the Eucharistic prayer. You hear it nearly every Sunday. We recall Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, the big three. And it's easy to recall those events. We know the scriptures. We know the story. We've heard plenty about the big three. In recalling Jesus' death, we bring to mind the stories of betrayal, confusion, violence, and ultimately surrender. In the story of Jesus' resurrection, we bring to mind joy and hope and surprise and new possibilities. And in recalling Jesus' ascension. Wait a minute, I got this. Actually, the truth is I can barely remember Jesus' ascension. Can you? I mean, it's not the most familiar story in the world. In fact, to tell you the truth, from a literary perspective, it seems like a pitiful afterthought. I mean, look at it. Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles, right? Really, Acts and Luke is one book, even though modern Bibles split it into two. But anyway, Luke devotes all kinds of energy to Jesus' death. That part of the story unfolds slowly, painfully, agonizingly, in 127 verses. Likewise, the resurrection gets the attention it deserves. Good news, great joy, doled out in the snippets of Jesus' appearances to the disciples. Luke devotes 53 verses to those familiar stories. Those are easy to recall. The ascension, however, the third of the big three, happens in one verse. That's it. One measly little verse communicates the final great action of the drama that has been unfolding. Acts 1, verse 9. When Jesus had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. You want to hear again? Doesn't take long to read. When Jesus had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. As impressive as that is, and it is impressive, Jesus lifted into the air in a great farewell, that's all it gets in Holy Scripture. One line is all that Luke devotes. And it's a ho-hum line at best. I mean, it might as well have said, when Jesus had said this, as they were watching, he went and poured himself a cup of tea. What's going on? Why does Jesus' departure from this world merit so little attention? Why does his earthly farewell, away from the disciples he has loved, happen so fast and so much as an afterthought? Why did Luke write it that way? I mean, farewell scenes in every genre of literature deserve better. So what is going on with Luke? Well, honestly, I think there can only be one answer. For Luke, this is not a farewell scene. Luke's pitiful lack of emphasis on the departure and ascension of our Lord can only mean one thing. Luke did not believe that Jesus was gone. And here's how we know that. After chapter 1, verse 9, Luke writes in the Acts of the Apostles, 27 and a half more chapters, hundreds and hundreds more verses. And you know what? All of them, in one way or another, are still about Jesus. Jesus' departure from the world does not mean that he is gone. In fact, it means something entirely different. And Luke's not the only one. All the writers of the New Testament write as if Jesus is not really gone. All the Christian writers of the first century write as if Jesus isn't really gone. In fact, all of the writers of all of Christendom have written and spoken as if Jesus is not really gone. Even you and I speak and write as if Jesus isn't really gone. And the reason is, of course, because he isn't gone. Thanks to the Holy Spirit, just as he promised, the ascension has not meant that Jesus has departed. Rather, it means that Jesus can now be anywhere and everywhere. That is what Christians thought through the ages have all experienced, and it is what we believe. Jesus can be anywhere and everywhere. Now I want to clarify for you how I have experienced that. In every moment, at every time, in every single circumstance of our lives, Jesus is, it's one of these three possibilities, Jesus is either there now, he has just been, or he is on his way. I can tell you that in 29 years of being priest and pastor, as well as in the circumstances of my own life, it has always been one of those three. In every hospital room, with every layoff, in every hard diagnosis, in every single loss and grief that I have ever seen, Jesus is either there right now, offering comfort and strength, and I have felt him in the room. Jesus has just been, and the gathered family are receiving the gifts that he has left behind. Or our Lord is on his way, and it will only be a matter of time before he comes and changes everything. Jesus is either there now, he's just been, or he's on his way. I do not say that truth makes the hard circumstances of our lives easy. I say that Jesus' inevitable and reliable presence makes it possible for us to bear what comes. Thanks to the ascension of our Lord and through the Holy Spirit, Jesus can be anywhere and everywhere, including, maybe most especially, wherever you might need him most. So, recalling his death, brutal to think about, but easy to remember. Recalling his resurrection, a joy that can't be forgotten. And recalling his ascension. Not because of the place that it occupies in Scripture, but because it means that our Lord is always present in our lives. Because it means that we are never separated from Jesus. So recalling these big three, we offer you our gifts.